talking NBA. We got ourselves a game six tomorrow. Golden State at home against Toronto, the Kevin Durant situation. Who better to talk to now than Rick Kembla from NBA TV? Rick, how are you, sir?
Hey, Rick.
Doing great, fellas. What's going on?
A whole lot, actually.
Just real quick, you have the tweet of the year, in my opinion.
Oh, what do you think?
When you tweeted out yesterday, I'm at the Braves game with my boys, Ty and Jalen, and they rock. The wave sucks. It sucked in the 80s. It sucks now. Stop doing the wave. Thank you. I am so in that corner, Rick. I mean, it is absolutely pathetic that people still do this thing. I think the people should be ejected if they do it.
It's lame. And back in the day, there was definitely a feeling of more obligation. I'm 69, or I'm 49, so I've been going to games for a while. So back in the 80s, you know, the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome where the Twins won World Series. Everybody's doing the damn wave, and I hated it back then. And last night, by the way, it's dying. Okay, the wave is dying. There were like, I don't know, 3 dozen people doing the wave last night, but I don't know. Just people need to stop doing the wave.
I'm just too old to get up and bend my body. I can't do it anymore. All right, Kembla, we've had a couple of days now to process Kevin Durant, the effort to come back, the injury, the crowd reaction, Bob Myers press conference, pending free agency for crying out loud, and, oh, by the way, a game six. Now that you've had 2 days to kind of process this, what are the first thoughts that come to your mind after what we witnessed the other night?
Well, I wasn't a big fan of the Teary press conference. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Not even sure that was necessary. You know, I mean, you're being emotional. Why? Like, look, I don't have a problem with what the Warriors did. The Warriors and Kevin Durant. And by the way, he was cleared by the Warriors doctors and his own doctors. So there's no malpractice. There's no negligence. There's none of that going on here. This is a full thrust to get a three-peat. And, you know, whether the calf and the Achilles are related, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the anatomy of Kevin Durant is. Maybe they are related. Maybe they are. Maybe it was a fluke injury. The bottom line is it was a death game for Golden State, three-peat on the line, and Kevin Durant went out there and played. And I think he deserves a ton of credit for that. You know, a lot of people were telling him not to play. Don't come back. Look ahead to free agency. Guys were telling Zion Williamson to do the same thing when he sprained his knee. He came back and had a terrific tournament. So God bless Kevin Durant, man, but I appreciate the effort to try to get on the court and help his team.
Can the Toronto Raptors overcome that unnecessary timeout, in my opinion, that happened in Game 5? Is that going to linger here all the way to Game 7? I think the Warriors are going to win tomorrow night.
Pete, I agree. I think the Warriors are going to win this series. I think that, you know, and the 3-1 comeback in the finals has happened once in 34 attempts. The other 33 teams have all died. But you've got to be a super special team to pull off that comeback. And obviously Cleveland was, and you got help. Andrew Bogut got hurt. Draymond Green got suspended for game six. So, you know, it was sort of kind of some act of God stuff going on for them. I just think Golden State needs to continue to make shots and be clutch and play smart and not turn it over. And it's almost like tennis. Like, if I were Golden State, I would just continue to get the ball back over the net and make the Raptors make the mistake, because they haven't been this far before. The Raptors, the Nick Nurse timeout, the series was over. You had them bleeding out on the battlefield. It was over, okay? And you're up six. You're on a 12-2 run, and you bang a timeout at 3:05. It's one of the worst coaching moves I've ever seen, and I'm a big fan of Nick Nurse, but To me, he took a pin and he popped the balloon. And so now I feel like Toronto had the series won, and now they got to win it again, and I don't think they're going to be able to get that done.
Now, I'm not disagreeing with you or Pete on the Nick Nurse thing, but in order to play devil's advocate just a little bit, Kawhi Leonard just took the game on his shoulders at that point for about 10 minutes, and he said, look, guys, I'm going to carry you to a title. This is a done deal. I'm making all my shots. I thought from that point on, 3 minutes on, he was just as gassed as the Warriors were. That's the only defense I could give for Nick Nurse calling that timeout. But obviously, you guys disagree with that probably.
Well, Craig, look, in terms of your reasoning on it and his rationale for giving his guys a break, I'm not saying that it blew up in his face, okay? I wouldn't have taken a timeout right there, because here's the thing, and Craig, you know this, and Nick Nurse, the Warriors were more tired than the Raptors were at that point.
Yeah.
To me,
They
had totally emptied the gas tank to get the lead that they got. They were hanging on by a thread. And guess what? that thread was getting real greasy and their grip on it was getting extremely loose. So I thought the finals was slipping away from the Warriors during that 12-2 run. And look, all it takes is Draymond Green tapping LeBron James in the nuts. That's all it takes. All it takes is Nick Nurse buzz-killing his team at the end of Game 5 when everybody was ready to just jump up and down for 6 straight hours and have a big party. Nick Nurse buzz-killed all that.
And I'm looking ahead. I have no doubt the Splash Brothers are going to do their thing tomorrow night. I'm looking at Boogie Cousins, who didn't have a great end of the game, but I thought played pretty well up until that part. You know, him, I think it's a little more scoring out of Draymond, even though he almost had another triple-double the other night, 10 points. He's got to do better than that. I think both of those guys will, and that's why I think that's going to be the difference in the game.
I mean, I totally agree with you. I think Draymond Green is going to be shot out of a cannon. He's going to be multiplying. He's going to be Defensive Player of the Year good. It's the last game at Oracle, man. I mean, how many unbelievable, famous historic moments have these guys had there? They're not going out like chumps at Oracle Arena. They're just not. And I'm a believer in the principle of do, and when you flip it and you do the inverse principle of do, I think Golden State is due for a home win against Toronto after losing 3 straight. And I think Toronto is due to lose a road game at Golden State because they've won 3 straight. I'm a believer in the law of averages. I'm a data analyst, and I do DraftKings stuff. And I tend to go with, like, the comeback or the bounce back and not, you know, ride the hot hand like Ibaka had that career game the other night, you know. I kind of knew he was going to come back to earth. He had 20 points on 9 of 12. He ain't doing that again. Yeah. And but by some of that logic, I think Toronto's going to go in there tomorrow night and lose. You know, and I think there's some X's and O's we can talk about, too. You know, like Siakam and Green and Lowry were 0-4, 0-4, and 1-6 on threes. Yeah. To me, that's a little bit of a choke artist thing, man. I thought that game two they were a little choky. I thought game five they were a little bit choky. I think tomorrow night they're going to be a little bit choky.
Yeah, you might be right. Rick Hamlow with us from NBA TV. Rick, does, and this may be somewhat inappropriate, I don't know, but I'm going to ask the question. Does the KD injury change any of his options or thought processes on free agency?
I mean, it might. You know what it might do? It may, whereas maybe Durant had wanderlust and was looking at other teams, and this may create a situation where, like, Golden State needs him and Durant needs Golden State, especially if GSW just says, Kevin, we got you. You know, that whole thing was a little weird. And we're going to give you max years and max money. Will you stay? Probably says yes at that point. Mm-hmm. But who knows? You know, there was a report from ESPN that there were 3 teams that still would pay Kevin Durant max money and give him max years. And but there was no teams mentioned in that report. So I wadded it up into a ball and I threw it in the trash.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I need the teams for the love of God. Don't tease me, but in terms of, you know, maybe there are 3, maybe there are 5. Kevin Durant's one of the greatest players of all time. Yeah. He's only 31 years old. Probably not going to be quite as athletic on the backside of this injury, but I think there's going to be a very fertile market for him this summer.
No, I agree. Look, I think the Knicks would do anything. I think if you told the Knicks that he'll sit out 2 years, they'd still do it. Dolan's that nuts. They'd still do it. I mean, but I do think, I think you have to, you know, pause it. I'm wondering, like, with Kyrie, I mean, you know, people have him 100% or very close to going to Brooklyn. I don't know. Does everybody making that assumption because maybe Kyrie had some wink-wink secret handshake with KD saying, okay, I'm going to go to Brooklyn. You're going to come there too. Screw the Knicks. Don't worry about it. And now maybe that's changed. The whole dynamic, it's a whole domino effect here. But your gut feeling, does he stay with them for $31.3 million next year? Maybe come back in late May, early June if they're in the postseason again? Do they give him the 5-year max deal for over $220 million? Or does he take 4 and a little bit less, $169 million, right, to go somewhere else? I think it's fascinating, his choices.
Well, yeah, I mean, you set it up terrifically, and I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm shrugging my shoulders here. You know, yeah. I can see Joe Lacob, the great owner of the Warriors, just saying, look, I know I'm just going to get slaughtered in the luxury tax. Hell be damned, let's do it. And I could see him not doing that. And I could see Durant saying, all right, I'll rehab for $31.5 million.
Yeah.
You could take a scalpel to my Achilles right now and give me $31.5 million to rehab it, and I would take that. I would sign up for that. You know, remember that movie when Chucky slash the victim from behind in the Achilles.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Go ahead and do that to me. I'll have the surgery. Pay me 31.5. On the Kyrie thing, I think the Brooklyn thing is legit. He's a New Jersey kid. He grew up a Nets fan. You know, he used to go to the Izod Center in the Meadowlands. What the hell did they call it? Brendan Byrne Arena.
Brendan Byrne Arena.
Name of that a million times. But he's a Nets fan. He's actually a Nets fan. He was a kid fan. He was a Kenyon Martin fan. Kerry Kittles. Vince Carter, all these guys. So there is like an intangible little affinity there for the Nets. They've got the money. What I think happens now, guys, is D'Angelo Russell re-signs with the Nets, and they also go get Kyrie Irving, and that's, you know, going to be one of the best backcourts in the NBA.
Hmm. What about Kawhi Leonard? What are your thoughts on him? Even if he wins a championship, does he stay, or is he 100% gone from Toronto?
I mean, I've been saying all year that he's 100% gone, so I'm going to have to take integrity and maintain that. I think he's a Clipper. I mean, we've done interviews all year, guys, and I've told you that. I'm not going to buckle on that now. And I'm not even less confident in it, but we're so deep in the finals. It's just like, you know, why would you leave, man? You got Siakam, Lowry, Gasol, Ibaka, such an amazing collection of players. Not unlike the 2004 Pistons that shocked the world like Toronto is trying to do. But I think Kawhi Leonard wants to get back to California. I think he wants to be a Clipper. And so I think that's going to happen. But I wouldn't go to a Vegas window and put stacks and stacks on that. I might put half a stack on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just getting back to KD, could it be as simple as, not that it's going to be simple, but if he's holding any grudges, or do things, emotions need to be smoothed over, or does he trust the way he was, the doctors, the training staff?
Your boy Charles Barkley's blaming Golden State for this.
Hard feelings need to be overcome. I mean, is there going to be a lot of that the Warriors organization is going to have to work on here over the next months, weeks, days, years?
I don't believe so. I think that's a media creation, 1,000%, actually. I love Charles Barkley. I'm friends with him. I don't agree. I did NBA radio yesterday with Brendan Haywood, who I love and trust and respect, and he eviscerated the Warriors for their handling of Kevin Durant. I was very steadfast in that I thought it was desperation and urgency to win it, to get a three-peat. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated it. And I appreciate the efforts of the organization. I don't think they irresponsibly cleared him. I don't think they cleared him, saying, like rolling the dice in Vegas. Here we go. Let's see. No, I think they thought he was going to play 30 to 35 minutes. And he made the wrong move, stepping way out with that right leg in his Achilles pop.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect storm. You know what I mean? So, no, yeah. I don't think that there's going to be any soothing of Kevin Durant that needs to happen. And one more thing, guys. None of us are ball players, okay? We never dunked. We never hit a 25-foot three. We never won a championship. There's a ball player mentality, ballist mentality. And it's very, very different. And ball players are a fraternity. They stick together. You saw, the Toronto Raptors were super butthurt on the court during the finals game when Durant got hurt. So, and that fraternity is coming together for Kevin Durant right now. I'm not watering it down. I'm not saying it's not worthy of our respect. I'm just saying ball players have a certain way of thinking, and that's why Charles is saying what he's saying, and that's why Brendan Haywood is saying what he's saying. Yeah. But we're looking at it from a non-ball player perspective, and I appreciate the effort to go for the three-peat.
Rick, final question for me. What's your crystal ball say about Anthony Davis and where he goes and how it happens?
I mean, I think the Knicks are really viable for Anthony Davis because I think Kyrie Irving is leaving, so why would he want to go to Boston? Boston would certainly want Anthony Davis even without Kyrie Irving, but I just don't – it seemed like when the reports were coming out about AD that he was never really feeling Boston, and I kind of believe that. I think New York. I really do, because you've got assets. You can flip them Dennis Smith Jr. You can flip them Kevin Knox. You can flip them Mitchell Robinson. You're going to have the third pick, which is going to be R.J. Barrett. The Knicks are going to suck for a few years here. Maybe with Davis they get to like the middle of the pack, but you get future first-round picks for them. They should still be good going forward. So right now I'm going to say the Knicks, guys.
All right. Sounds good. All right, Rick, as always, enjoy Game 6, and we love talking to you. Thanks for coming on again today.
Thanks, Rick.
Guys, my pleasure. Have a good one.
You too. That is Rick Kembla from NBA TV.